Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Women Who Make Things Happen show, featuring your host, Agnes Van Rain, international coach and published best-selling author. The drive and the tips shared by the women she interviews will inspire you to make things happen in your life. And now over to Agnes.
Hello, hello, wherever you are in the world. Today it is my pleasure to be interviewing Janiska Basis. Janiska was born in Chicago from Czechoslovakian immigrants. Her mother was one of the first women in commercial real estate in America. And Janiska studied at Sophia University, Tokyo, Japan, and went also to French National School Beaux-Arts in Paris and received a scholarship from the Art Institute of Chicago. She became one of the first women directors in France to sell commercial French real estate to the international market. She created the first real estate transaction department in a French bank in 1993, and she sold the then largest shopping center in France. She also created the first investment department at Foncia Entreprise, as well as a family real estate fund with her sister in Vienna, Austria. She enjoyed learning about startup and internet technology. She blazed a trail for other young women to enter that profession, and she has been enjoying helping women for 25 years now, which is also why she founded WIRE, the World Women in Real Estate Network. Janiska, welcome to the Woman Who Makes Things Happen show. How are you today?
Oh, I'm so wonderful. Thank you so much. And yes, I am in the yes mode.
You are in the yes mode. Good, keep it like that.
Yes.
So, Janiska, tell us a bit about your story.
Well, I've been very fortunate because of, I guess, probably having immigrant parents. It made me want to adventure to other countries. I had two parents that were very contact related, and they taught me how to do social networking probably before it ever existed. And I had told my parents one day that I wanted to graduate high school early, and they thought that I would never do it, so they said fine. And then I told them that I wanted to go abroad if I finished it early, and they said fine once again. And then when I did finish early, they were a little bit surprised that I took the airplane a couple weeks later to go to Japan. So I had always had a great dream to be a painter. And so my dream was to go to Japan, do 2 years of university, which would give me the equivalent of the French BAC. And so my dream was to go to that French university. And one thing led to another, and I really loved being in Japan. It was a very, very exciting time for me. At that time, there were only 3,000 foreigners, so I was like a movie star over there at the age of 17. Mm-hmm. And I had a great joy of learning Japanese, so that's one of the something that helped me tremendously during career, because I was sort of a precursor in speaking Japanese. And throughout my career, the Japan and the Japanese market allowed me to have very high positions in my career.
So that must be quite amazing because, well, I mean, Japanese is not exactly the language that everyone learns. So how has that helped you to be successful in your career? And how has this, you know, the fact that you were speaking different languages, how has that helped you?
Yeah, well, speaking Japanese, funny enough, I really felt it was actually a pretty easy language. I became in a short time, I became a translator, and I guess I really fell in love with the country and the people, and that had also inspired me to try to find a job working with them. And I had a little moment in my life where I was a fashion designer. I'm seeing more and more because you've really taught me to open up my eyes about successful women. But my first job after school was being a fashion designer. And what I realized, fashion designer, that I was in the group of the number one stylist group called Promo Steel, which had 50 trend women. So I was right away pushed into an environment of an all-women working environment. So that gave me, of course, they had also asked me to use my Japanese, and I had done a Japanese collection for children clothes for a department store called Takashimaya. So right away, my first job was to deal with the Japanese market. And towards I had, my husband became very ill, and so I had to find a solution for my family, and I thought it would be easier to go to America and to be in my hometown of Chicago, which wasn't necessarily based, but what I did... what sometimes you make a decision to do what you have to do and you do it. And when I moved to Chicago, there was absolutely nothing for the fashion design industry. And so I was looking for an industry that had very good insurance. And one of the industries was the hotel industry. So on Friday, I had entered as a receptionist. And a little bit coincidentally, but I've had a lot of serendipity throughout my career. On Friday night, there was a big specialist coming to do a promotion with the Japanese market. And so I had welcomed him, speaking in Japanese with him. And I started the next week doing sales with the Japanese market in the hotel industry. And after that 1 week of doing that promotion, he had promoted me to sales. So after being a receptionist of getting $4 an hour, I moved up to the sales department. He was a little bit upset because I asked for four times my salary. And because the hotel was in a very difficult situation, they gave it to me. And I was just, always very, very lucky in my career. And that hotel was running a 5% occupancy, and in 6 months I made it over 60% occupancy. So the hotel became filled with Japanese, and I became very successful. I was in a lot of newspapers and Japanese newspapers and all of the trade newspapers because I made, you know, the Japanese, when they think they get Japanese tea, and I did a lot of Japanese, you know, promotional gadgets and things like that. So that
What's
kept me in the hotel
is,
industry. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I spent 8 years in the hotel industry. I went up to general manager level. And it was exciting to travel around the world and to really meet so many people from around the world. That is one thing good about the hotel industry. And one day somebody came into a hotel and he had suggested that I get into the real estate. And I was sort of a rebel as a child. Yeah, that's where it started. Well, it started from my birth because my mother was a real estate trader.
Of course.
And my mother was, you know, she tried to influence me to get into real estate. But as a stubborn and a rebel daughter, I told my mother I would never do real estate, which now I go around the world convincing young girls to listen to their mothers because I really feel that mothers are most of the time right. Yeah.
So what I was going to say earlier on, and it's not always easy to hear, there is a slight delay, is that in fact you started your career as a connector very early, because that's really something that you are extremely good at, connecting people, in fact. Huh? So from the moment on that you became... that you entered the world of real estate, how quickly did things happen? Because apparently you were very good at making things happen very quickly.
Well, I think it's hard to say, but I really, now I understand it with coaching, but I was very lucky throughout my whole life. And what had happened to me, I had entered a company called Cogedim, which was the most luxurious and the largest developer at the time. Mm-hmm. And they, one of my bosses showed me some buildings that were in the entrance that were to be sold. And he told me that if I would actually sell that building, that I would become the queen of the company. And of course, as a young girl, I was 32 at the, and I wanted to be the queen. That's what I really saw. That I guess I had a mother that was explaining, we were four girls, and my mother had always explained that we should all be. In fact, my sister all named after royalty. I have my eldest sister that was named after Queen Elizabeth. The second one was named after Princess Margaret. I was named after my dad, so I got out of the royalty. And then my youngest sister was named after Princess Caroline. So when somebody told me that I was going to be the queen of something, boy, that hit something off. What I didn't know is that the building was in a very difficult area and was almost unsellable. But nevertheless, I entered the group on the 1st of August, and the 15th of August I was in Japan, and in the 30th of August, before coming back, I entered in negotiation with selling the property, and 3 months later it was done. So I was able to, it was a pretty wild, because before that I had talked to many developers to try to convince them to bring the Japanese market to France, and many of them thought I was foolish and that I was that I didn't have any experience and that it was never going to happen. And when I sold the deal in less than 3 months, of course, I had no problem contacting presidents of other French development companies. And mm-hmm. when I sold the property, they all saw that in the press. And they were probably wondering what had gone on and what did they lose out on. And sure enough, they were all inviting me and wine dining me afterwards. So it was fun time. Yeah.
So you sold the Forum des Halles. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, the Forum des Halles.
That is when.
Yes.
And that is when, if I remember well what you had told me, you were 8.5 months pregnant, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
But,
that's quite something. How did you do that?
Was, yeah,
not being pregnant, but...
Yeah, you should have seen me in the law firm, because it was a funny story. Basically, since the day that my daughter was conceived, I had started working on that project. The owner of the property, I was working at the bank Crédit Lyonnais, and the owner of the property was a Japanese insurance company. And so the negotiations were always done with Tokyo. And I was selling the property, and I tried to even push off my maternity leave. So I made I made the dates of my birth delivery even later than it should have been. And on the 22nd of December, somebody gave me a call and said that they wanted to buy the property because they knew that we had an option on the property and that it was going to, that it was ending that day, which was the 22nd of December. And my daughter was born on the 5th of January. So I knew strategically that if I wouldn't have pushed the potential buyer in a very short period of time, that the men would take over, because I was the only woman working in the department. And so I told, at the time, I was the president of Unibuy, which is a very large investor in shopping centers. So I told the gentleman that I would call Tokyo, but the only way that, that it would be possible to do the deal is that he would have to do it in 5 days. So he said, okay, fine, I'll do it in 5 days. And so I called Tokyo, and I told them that we have to do the deal in 5 days. And everybody agreed, and sure enough, 10 days before my daughter was born, we were in the negotiation table. And we were negotiating until 4 or 5 in the morning. And now I have a daughter as a shopaholic, so I really think it's because of that shopping center deal.
Impressive.
And I was very proud of that, because we had signed like a pre-signature, and on the 17th of January they did the final signature of the deal, and my daughter was around 10 days old, and I also brought her to the signing of that, because I figured The poor baby that was in the from the conception on the real estate deal, she might as well go to the end, because the commissions were very important, and as it was one of the biggest shopping centers in France at the time, it was a magical moment, and it was a lot of fun, and I'm sure there are not too many women that would have done something like that. So I was proud of that too.
Yeah, I'm sure of that, and you definitely can be proud of that, yeah. So, we only have 45 minutes, and the thing with you is that there's so much to tell. Let's see if I can have you move forward in your story, and depending on the time left, we may come back to certain pieces. Then at some point in 2012, if I remember well, moved your career to internet. What made you move to internet?
Well, I had made a decision to start my own company in 2008. I had a sister that also speaks many languages. I have a sister, Lishka, who speaks 8 languages. And
wow.
we decided to create a fund in Austria. And so I moved to Austria in September 1st, 2008. I was also backed by another company called DTZ Asset Management. They had asked me to develop their asset management at the same time for Eastern Europe. And so on the 1st of September, everything was wonderful. And then on the 15th of September, it was the end of the world, and everything had dropped as far as all of real estate investments in Eastern Europe or in Austria. And so after 2 years of hanging out there and trying to develop our company, although we did invest over 100 million euros worth of property, after 2 years, as the market was getting worse and worse, I thought it would be better to come back to France. And I had also brought my daughter to Vienna as well. And on my way back, I just saw that it was very challenging. I was over 50. And it was very challenging getting a new position in Paris after being gone for a couple of years. And one day on LinkedIn, I was looking at all the job opportunities Number one, I was hunted on LinkedIn, so for a very important job, which I didn't get, but it inspired me to go further on the LinkedIn search. And then a couple of days later, I saw a company that was looking for me. Everything that they wanted was me. And
we are looking for Yanishka.
So, yes, they were looking for Yanishka, and I was really in shock. And I work very early in the morning. I normally get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And so at 8 o'clock, I sent my CV, and at 9 o'clock, they had contacted me for an interview at 10 o'clock, so I had to run over there. And at noon, the president was coming from Spain. It was an internet startup company. And I met him at noon, and at 12:30, I got the job. So I think that was the fastest time that I got a job. With the Credit Lyonnais, it took them 9 months to hire me, but with this internet job, I guess that's what I really enjoyed about internet. Yeah, exactly. It was very, very quick. And I really, really enjoyed. I was asked to create an internet platform, a little bit like LinkedIn, to connect people in the real estate investment market. So it was closed circuit platform, and I really enjoyed learning about internet. I really think one of the great things about this world is when you can really learn new activities or learn different things about how you could work with the real estate market. In fact, a couple of years earlier, I sold a major deal for 70 million euros that was basically done on the internet. That it was one of my little deals that I did on the internet that took a couple of weeks to do, and I fell in love with internet from that day on. So, and at that time, I was studying the LinkedIn system to see how people could click a little bit faster or better. And I was inspired by my mother helping other women in real estate. So I had created a group called WIRE, WIRE.eu. Well, on LinkedIn, it was just WIRE, and to connect women together. And right away, it was a great success. And funny enough, I saw that a lot of women are professional women and very high leaders in real estate. A lot of women were already starting to brand themselves on LinkedIn. So the first week, I basically got 100 new members that were all leaders in the profession. And basically every week after, there was like 100 people, but they were all very, very top leaders. So it sort of intrigued me. And every day it kept growing.
It grew the network very quickly, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. That's the greatest thing about internet.
Yeah. Over 1,500 members now, right?
Yes, yes. And what's so exciting is that they're, you know, on LinkedIn you can get the statistics, and I only have 200 juniors on that. And the majority of the 1,500 members, they're all top management. It's really amazing. How women today in top management are really trying to develop a social network. Mm. So,
absolutely. So, tell us more about WIRE. Do you have any specific values for that network? What is it that you're trying to create other than helping women?
Well, most important is really to make the website a lot of fun. For the time being, it's still the website's under development, but I have a wonderful designer called Hugo. And because one of the ideas is to help high school students find the real estate profession. So I'm trying to attract a younger generation, so basically from 15 to 18, you know, young high school students that really don't know where they want to go, or else to help mothers that have high school students to help them figure out how to do things. And and then there is also the segment of young women in the profession, and for them to find people that can mentor them and help them in the profession.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one thing that I've learned, I mean, number one, we met each other that way as well. I've met a lot of wonderful coaches, and I also really believe that today, in today's world, that women that really want to go towards leadership can go a lot faster if they're coached. And I think today a lot of the companies have also realized, because many companies today in the real estate field realize that they need to have more women leaders. And so a lot of companies are also looking to find different ways to find leaderships, and coaching has become very popular. In fact,
you're speaking to the perverted, of course.
I know. But I really didn't, you know, I had almost 30 years of my career, and I did a lot of training. When I entered Cogedim, I basically took the whole training budget and used it because nobody was using it, so I figured I would. So I was very lucky. I had hundreds and thousands of French friends at the time available for my training, and I selfishly used it. And I think that's something that my mother taught me very early, to learn to get ongoing training. And my mother herself became a paralegal at the age of 70 years old. So she was, she was very impressive. And I just realized that a lot of things are in our DNA, you know. I really believe that the way... you know, your mother will sort of do things, you know, funny enough, 20 or 30 years, you end up doing the same way. But I really do regret in my career that I did not do more coaching and that I did not invest more in myself. You've always talked about women investing in their self. And I think today it's very vital. And I've really... saw the difference of being able to be coached by, you know, people like you and not doing it at all, because I think a woman can get a lot of doubt in the corporate world, because I was in the corporate world practically 25 years of my life. The corporate world doesn't necessarily want to, or didn't at my time, want to encourage me. And I think if I would have invested more in private coaching, I would have been a little bit more relaxed in my career.
Yeah, but not maybe more successful, because you really have been very successful. But it's the how, yes,
yeah.
the relaxed mode, less stress, yeah, that could have been impacted positively by it. So I have a funny question for you, because I know that... it has inspired you in your management. What is your favorite flower?
No, my favorite flower is the tulip. I really, really, and I forgot, you coming from Amsterdam.
I'm Dutch, all my branding is tulips,
Dutch, yeah.
That's why I'm asking, it's funny.
Yes, I know,
I didn't even
put that together. Yeah, because I really studied tulips. And I always love the magical way that they move. I mean, I really think they're I guess it's a great sign of life. They move with the flow. You know, in the beginning, they have very strong stems. And I think if women really move like the tulips and are flexible and, you know how to sway back and forth, you know, in the morning they sort of droop down, and during the day they stand up straight and very proud. I think it's amazing way how nature can really teach you how to develop your career, you know. And I think I totally forgot that you were Dutch. And I don't know what the Dutch say about the tulips, but I will. You can give me 100 roses.
Well, I don't know what they said. I don't know what they say about it, but I know that what I find interesting with tulips, other than the fact that my father was raising them, so I have been influenced, of course,
is that when
you look at a field of tulips, you never see a field of tulips in nature. It's made by men. And I love the parallel, given I am working mainly with women, almost only with women, is that I am really helping them to shape their own life, to be the author of their life. So for me, it's that parallel that I like, is creating something beautiful, but for yourself. It's taking that ownership that I like.
Yeah,
so
that's really cool.
So I really liked that that parallel. So if we come back to wire, because I'm really conscious of the time that's left. We only have 13 minutes left. You are organizing a conference very soon as well.
Yes, I'm organizing the second annual conference for International Women's Day. And last year I was proposed by the British Chamber of Commerce to do a day together, and it turned out it was very successful last year. And funny enough, I realized that there's a lot of women that do not get exposed to public speaking. And it was a very wonderful time because the young women, or even the women in the room that haven't done personally public speaking, were very inspired by the speaker. And I'm always amazed about the young girls that are the leaders to be. I am very much convinced that will inspire them to go stronger in their career. And I really saw that happening in the room last year. And we had worked on the project of how to make it easier for yourself to become leaders. And so we did a white paper that we'll be presenting to the French government. And we will also be presenting that white paper conference. So if you want to get some more information about that, I'd be thrilled that people go on our website, which is wwire.eu for Europe, so World Women in Real Estate. And the conference will be March 17th from 2:30. We'll be doing networking at 2:30. And going on to 6:30, so there will be networking from 6 p.m. to 6:30. So there will be three breaks just for networking. And I hope we can get around 400 women. It would be really great if we could. Yeah. And one of my unfortunate things is that the women in real estate really love luxury. So we're getting a very fancy hotel. We're still deciding between two hotels that are in great neighborhoods. And so it would be really great to have a lot of people. I think it will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. If you are in real estate and you are interested in participating in this conference, I highly recommend it. I attended it last year. I've really enjoyed it. There really was a very... Yeah, interesting spirit in the room. It was very, very lively. It really was very interesting to see that. And so I absolutely recommend that you do so. So the website for Wire, wwire.eu, and you will find all the information needed on there. So, Janishka, I'm glad that I managed to put your career in so little time. So now that I'm less stressed.
I thought 45 minutes was going to be forever. Yeah.
No, not at all. It's very short, in fact. Now that I know that we've covered all the topics per se, I'm a bit more relaxed to go back and dig a little deeper in some areas. So one thing I'm interested in knowing is you've had this fabulous career, making amazing moves, and so what would be your recommendation to young women entering, more particularly real estate probably, at the beginning of their career? What are the tips that you would want to share with them?
Yeah, well, I think really today I've been totally amazed by the transformation of the profession. Today I was at the Paris Town Hall, and basically the mayor of Paris, it's the first time that it's a woman, her name is Anne Hidalgo, and basically there were 800 candidates that could only be two that could come, and I saw every company had basically brought one woman and one man, so the room was almost half full with women. And I really see that the real estate profession is actually now getting to a point where, in fact, one of the companies that will be speaking, Foncière des Régions, they have 57% of their employees are women. So we're getting a ratio where the companies now have a very high level of women. So I think what's most important is that the women today have to understand that a lot of companies are looking for leaders. And so if anybody feels that they have the drive to become a leader, that there's a lot of great new opportunities. And I really think that that coaching can really help somebody's career go really, really fast. I mean, I basically didn't do coaching for 40 years of my life, and I guess really today I have done extremely a lot of coaching. I've done maybe 20 or 30 coachings in the last year, and I am just so amazed about how much I have progressed in basically my mental, physical, and inspirational way of looking at people and looking at people around me. And I think that would really help a lot of women in their career. Of course, a lot of companies are offering a lot more coaching internally, but I think that's a great aspect. I think also another great aspect is to really shine and to really smile and to really be always enjoying everything that we do. Sometimes things can be hard, but I think it's always to find a great ally in your company. I remember I had a lot of men that had greatly helped me throughout my careers. And I internally went to find people inside the companies that could really help coach me to make any time that I was frustrated, instead of going to the person that I was frustrated with, to go to somebody that could help me inside the company and give me, you know, a good insight of how to deal with that person. So those are, and I think today, one really has to work on social networking, and I think that's the more people you know, the easier things can be done. And I've also been very successful in my career just letting the opportunities flow in. So I think to be very alert of all opportunities could come up. I've heard it a couple of times on your radio shows. Yeah.
Yeah. This is all aspect also about being visible, that women tend not to easily jump into. So in any event, I want to say that I did not pay Janishka to promote coaching. It's the first time that I have somebody on my interviews who is so much publicity for coaching. But yes, you're absolutely right.
I know it's embarrassing,
it really does
make a lot of difference. It really does.
Absolutely.
And I really wish I would have done it 20 years ago, that's for sure. Yeah.
Well, you could never have started, so don't regret. The fact is that you did try it, and it worked for you. That's the essential part of it. So in any event, I will give a little bit of information on the next shows. There will be something a bit more specific going on probably something like 3 months now. I will do some more regular shows, simply enough because I will be launching in March a boot camp for women entrepreneurs. That's a very holistic 20-week transformational approach. But what's special about it is that it's a virtual boot camp. What is special about it is that I have partnered with 15 experts in all type of fields. And so what I want to do over the next coming months is that I will be interviewing each of them, which makes me think, by the way, that one of them is an expert in social media. So talking about it, it will probably be interesting for you to follow that as well. In any event, more to come about that. I will use the traditional channels of social media to promote the various shows that will be upcoming. The recording of this show will be, as usual, available within a few hours on my website, successfulwomenacademy.com, under the tab Radio Show. Janishka, I have really enjoyed interviewing you. I know that this could have really been lasting for hours because you do have a lot to tell, and I wasn't worried at all when you were a bit anxious about 45 minutes, thinking that it would be too much. No, it's not enough. We could have spent so much more time together. So thank you so much. I hope that you have really been the source of inspiration that I know you are for a lot of women. And, continue connecting the dots that you are connecting. That's my motto, but that's really what I recognize in you. You are a connector. You are so good at connecting people. So thank you again, and you and I will see each other soon. And for the listeners, I'll keep you posted soon on what will be upcoming. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you so much, Agnes. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Oh.